Texas pharma company loses tens of millions of opiate doses, says DEA. By Bob Price on August 11, 2021. Houston, Texas, Drug Enforcement Administration agents seized 27 trailer loads of opiates from a Woodfield Pharma distribution center. Investigators believe the company lost tens of millions of opiate doses over the past 3 years. We are taking custody of product that has a high likelihood of diversion and we are going to safely secure it in another location. Eric Smith, Associate Special Agent in Charge, ASAC, with the Drug Enforcement Administration's Houston Division told Fox 26 Houston's Greg Grugan in an exclusive report. The Fox 26 team was on the scene of what is described as the largest narcotics seizure in Fort Bend County's history. Grugan described the definition of diversion as the rerouting of highly addictive, highly dangerous opiates into the black market for illegal sale. The civil seizure of the massive quantities of narcotics took place at the warehouse of Woodfield Pharma, also known as WDSRX. The Boca Raton, Florida, company is a contract pharmaceutical manufacturer and distributor established more than 30 years ago. ASAC Smith told Grugan, "This is really the foundation of the opioid crisis in the United States. In an illicit market, tramadol is used as a foundation for pills that are laced with fentanyl, pressed and sold on the streets as counterfeit oxycodone." Prior to the seizure on Wednesday, DEA investigators found evidence of large, suspicious, duplicate orders, on a monthly, sometimes weekly basis, Fox 26 reported. They also found lax security at the warehouse, including cameras that failed to function. ASAC Tony Hubbard added, "We see these pills ending up on college campuses cramming for an exam thinking it's Adderall or some other type of substance and they take it and they die." Hubbard told Fox 26 that they believe much of the inventory Woodfield can't account for has been siphoned off and diverted into the black market where deadly drug overdoses are at the highest level in U.S. history. "What we are dealing with today is where we cross that line. That threshold from legitimate medical practice to illicit use that only fuels addiction and death," ASAC Smith concluded. Woodfield responded to an inquiry from Fox 26 and said, in a written statement, "Woodfield Distribution, LLC has been and continues to maintain active discussions with the DEA to address areas of concern related to governance and oversight of business operations. The alleged violations are being taken seriously by Woodfield Distribution, LLC, and every effort and attention is being made to resolve this situation in a timely and efficient manner for our clients in the near term." Grugan reported, "While no criminal charges have been filed, that could change as the investigation continues." Editor's note, this article has been updated with a statement from Woodfield Distribution, LLC in response to an inquiry from Fox 26 Houston. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.